Singapore's harmony didn't come easy. It was built over decades through greed, mutual respect, constant give and take. It shared will to move forward together. Now, harmony is precious and rare. We must never take it for granted. It takes constant effort to protect our unity and keep at it at the heart of our identity. Our shared identity as Singaporeans must always come first. Multiracialism and mutual respect, particularly, they are the reason why we have peace, stability and progress, not just ideals. That's why we must never allow race or religion to be used as political tools. It's even more dangerous when foreign elements interfere during our GE and use divisive language. It chips away at the trust we've worked so hard to build. Of course, Singaporeans will always have different views, especially on global issues. But disagreement must never become division. If we are not careful, those cracks can deepen. In some countries where trust was never built, minorities struggle to worship freely. Even Muslims. Mosques are opposed. Even cemeteries are contested. In Singapore, the trust between communities means Singaporeans, including Muslims, can live and worship with confidence. And we built mosques in our heartlands. And when the Islamic College was announced at the National Day rally, the whole nation applauded. That's the Singapore spirit. That's how we grow stronger together.